The 2006 law lays out requirements for information that must be posted on state sex offender registries. One of the major sticking points for Wisconsin is the requirement to post information about juvenile sex offenders. Melissa Roberts is in charge of sex offender compliance rules for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. She says that will require legislation to change current state law.
Right now in Wisconsin, we do not post juvenile information. We are not able to do so by law. So there is certainly some practical and philosophical concerns about the utility of doing so.
Roberts says there's also a concern about the requirement that offenders on the registry update their address and employment information in a face-to-face interview 4 times a year. She says especially for rural sex offenders, compliance with that rule is something the department still hasn't figured out how to comply with.
We need to make technology changes to post employment and school information. We would need to set up protocol to enable our registration specialists to accommodate the face-to-face requirements.
Roberts says the DOC is working with the governor's office now on legislation needed to post juvenile sex offender identities. Wisconsin has requested a 1-year extension on meeting other requirements. July is the deadline for compliance, after which states face the loss of as much as $1 million in federal law enforcement aid. Wisconsin now has more than 20,000 people on its sex offender registry. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.